But this woman across the hall, who was also in security, because up there what they did in the barracks was security, like, had the first floor, one end of the barracks. Girls and the guys were all mixed up. The guys have room, the girls are in one room, the guys are in the next room, girls are in the next room most of the time. You never wanted to do a surprise inspection out of the security barracks because you didn't know who you'd find in whose room. But that we're adults, come on now. She lived across the hall, and I found all this out later. She decided she wanted to be an NCIS agent. So she was going to do them a big favor and turn somebody in. Well, because of all the in and out revolving, and Marcy, my best friend, was still, she hadn't made chief yet. She was still in the room, too. It was just before she made chief. And so she had people in and out all the time, too. So next thing we know, I'm getting called into NCIS. Well, these guys are idiots. And I knew enough by then to know what I didn't have to do for them. And so this guy calls me in, and he starts asking questions and stuff, and it's like, I don't know what you're talking about. You know, where did you get this? Well, I can't reveal my source. And I said, well, obviously your source isn't very good. And he says, well, can we come and search your room? And I knew this appointment was coming up, and I never had anything in my room anyway. And Marcy had just moved over to the chief's barracks. And we went through that place with a fine-tooth comb. Hell, if I'd had a picture of my mother, they would have probably, you know, made something out of it. She had everything over in the chief's barracks. So I said, no, you can't. I said, I have the right to have a command representative in my room when you do that. And I want the security officer there. He was a good guy. He really was. And so they called him up, and they said, he says he can't come for 2 days. And I said, oh, gee. I guess we won't be able to do it then until day after tomorrow. He says, well, what do you got to hide? And I said, I don't have anything to hide, but I don't. I said, I know you. And I flat out told him, I said, I know you assholes. You can find anything and make something out of it. And you're not going to do that to me. And he just looked at me and he says, you've been a cop too long. Get out of here. Okay. Don't have to ask me twice. And we were just about to leave to go to, where'd we go? Broughty Wales for a softball tournament. It was that area's softball tournament. And Iceland hadn't lost it in years. We weren't going to lose it this year. And of course, my girlfriend played second base. What can I say? So we had one of the security officer calls me in, and he says, this one guy that was just tight with everybody. Security was a very tight-knit little community. In fact, this girl that did this, we always had these plastic things on our door for people to leave messages on. She was getting some of the route. I finally told the guys, I said, knock it off, you know, stop. And he called me and he says, we're going to send, I can't remember the kid's name, but he was one of the detectives with security. He was one of the investigators along with you. And it's like, oh, cool. He says, yeah, he'll let you know if NCIS is with you or not, if they're following along too. And I said, okay, fine. So off we went on our merry little way. And he, at one point, he did say that they were there. And then he said later that he hadn't seen them in a long time, that they apparently had just left. Because we fly into London, and then we take the train to Broughty, play the tournament, which we won, yes, hey. And then we have like 2, 3 days before the flight back because it's a military hop. So we had a choice. We could either stay at the base at Broughty and play cards and get drunk with the Brits, or we could go into London and do our thing as long as we were back by the time the plane left. So a bunch of us just, we're out of here. And that was fun. We just got a hostel in London, and we all slept on floors and mattresses and cushions. So it was a good time. But that was the last I ever heard from those guys.